Welcome back to the Day on the Golden Triangle. We have as our guest right now Steve Soltis. He is from Atlanta, Georgia. He is a part of the advisory board for the Mississippi State Department of Communications, Dr. John Ford, and they have an event coming up. And I understand just from talking to Dr. Ford that it's been something that's been in the works for a while. So it's called the New Narrative Festival. It's going to be taking place in the month of April. Steve, sort of give us some background on this.
Sure, Jim. First of all, thanks for giving me the time on your show today. This is great. Yeah, we're really looking forward to this. This is going to be really an exploration. First of all, it's the Mississippi State New Narrative Festival. And a lot of people want to ask, what exactly is a new narrative? So we define the new narrative as the changing nature of communication, especially the way we show, tell, and share stories. You all see it here in broadcast communication with the advent of and the proliferation of social and digital media and how it's changed your business model and your distribution systems. It's happening everywhere. It's happening in radio, television, film, of course. We see huge mergers or planned mergers between Time Warner and AT&T and others. The whole landscape is shifting. And what we're really doing here at Mississippi State is we're looking at the innovators, the creative artists, the entrepreneurs, the business leaders who are really shaping this change. And one of the things that's very interesting or perhaps to native Mississippians, I'm probably mastering the obvious, but the state of Mississippi has traditionally been really over-indexed in terms of the artists that really shape American storytelling traditions, from, of course, the blues to literature to journalism. We have some of the greatest journalists that have ever, print journalists and broadcast journalists that have ever worked in the medium that have come right here from the state. It's now, and you look at a university like Mississippi State, which has got, you know, really it sits at that confluence between technical and engineering and IT, and then you have the creative side from Dr. Ford's department at Department of Communication and the English side, English studies and literature side. It's really that convergence of technology and creativity that is shaping this new narrative, and we're really seeing that as a force to be reckoned with, and we want to bring leaders from across these various disciplines to campus for a two-day celebration and deep dive exploration into what's going on, why it's going on, where it's going from here.
Yeah, and as you look at that, and I was looking at some of the things, and you've mentioned all the different elements, and certainly this is a new day as far as the way information is dispatched. But how about the idea of narrative? Because many people would say the narrative in this country right now is pretty pretty diverse in some ways. It's pretty conflicting in some ways. And how do you address a narrative that maybe gets a little skewed?
Well, Jim, that's a great question. And actually, we've got a whole session of the conference dedicated to that very subject. We're calling it the weaponized narrative. The weaponized narrative being, because we do live in this polarized, very diverse society where, you know, everybody's got an opinion about everything. You can, you could spend your life living in an echo chamber. If you want to believe something, there's a channel out there. There are sponsors out there. There are people and influencers that will support that point of view. What we're trying to do is bring together stakeholders who are, that are not necessarily responsible for this area, but are influential in these areas to talk about, A, how did we get into this place? How did we get into this divisive state of affairs when it comes to communication? But more importantly, how do we get out of it? How do we rectify it? How do we bring differing views together? How do we bring rational discourse back to the center stage? And again, Mississippi, you know, a state with incredible emotional intelligence. And, you know, that's an area that a lot of people have sort of, scoffed at in recent years. You know, what is emotional intelligence? Well, it's common sense. It's manners. It's being
civility.
It's civility. It's being a Southern woman and a Southern gentleman, whether you're white, black, brown, no matter where you sit in the ethnic spectrum. It's the matter of getting along with your fellow neighbors and doing so in a civil manner. So we think the state is ideally positioned to sort of lead this dialogue. And Dr. Ford and the Communication Department at Mississippi State really want to curate a lot of this and be the conveners. And hopefully if we get really good energy behind this, this will be an annual event. This is the first sort of opening salvo on the 13th and 14th. We're doing it over at the Mill across from campus. And we've got just an incredible, and we can talk a little bit later about that, but we've got an incredible lineup of speakers that we're really excited about.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. Some of the people that are coming in to be a part of this and to address the people that would come. It's going to be at the Mill.
Yes, sir.
13th and
14th. 13th and 14th.
And so if someone wants to come to this event, tell us a little bit about what they need to do.
Well, first thing we'd love for them to do is go to our website.
Okay.
We've got a really good website that's up and running. You can register from the website. You can do a deep dive into what this is all about, why we're staging it, some of the speakers, the flow of the agenda. And that is, you can get to the website by going to New Narrative Festival, all one, .msstate.edu.
Okay.
Or if you want to just go to your favorite search engine and just type in New Narrative, Mississippi State, or any combination thereof, it'll probably be the first entry to come up.
You mentioned an interesting thing because it's been in the news much. In fact, it was in the news here just recently. But how much, as far as the narrative, and the narrative is driven by the information that is out there. And the information that is out there, it's like I tell people, if you see it on social media, it's probably 10% of it's true and 90% of it's not. But maybe that's a little. But how do you? What does the responsibility of the conduits? For example, Facebook's very much in the news right now.
Right.
What is the responsibility there to help make the narrative more civil in this planet right now?
Well, that's a great question and something that virtually every business is exploring right now, Jim. I came from Coca-Cola. I spent the last 11, 12 years leading executive and employee communication for the Coca-Cola company. As you know, a company like Coca-Cola, very much like Facebook, very much like Starbucks, any other major Walmart, any other major brands, while we have this incredible luxury of being an incredible brand that's widely recognized and respected, you're also a big bullseye. You're also a big target, and a lot of fringe groups, a lot of activist groups on all sides of the political spectrum will expect companies to play by their rules, or else you tend to be faced with the threat of boycotts and misinformation campaigns, which can spread like wildfire on social media. And we've seen it time and time and time again. Interestingly, one of the key speakers that we have coming to the conference, a gentleman by the name of Doug Busk, was the pioneer of President Obama's mobile communication strategy, which was really groundbreaking in presidential politics and presidential communication. Doug left the Obama administration to head up digital communication for Coca-Cola. And his role was exactly what you were saying, is how do you take all this information, engage people, correct it, own up to it if there is indeed, a situation where a business is running afoul of something, and owning up to it and being accountable, but also just setting the record straight. And so Doug set up a listening center. We were listening to millions, tens of millions of digital conversations going on all around the world around our brands. And that's what a lot of businesses are doing and having to do. You got to engage people and have conversations with them. And this new technology is allowing us to do that. So Doug is going to be part of a panel discussion with another native Mississippian by the name of Ken Askew. And they're going to be talking about this weaponized narrative. Ken came from – interesting guy. He was Senator Sam Nunn from Georgia's chief speech writer. Sam Nunn, a moderate Democrat, very much a lion of the Senate, a great man, a big thinker. Ken moved from Senator Nunn's office and then went to support President Bush Sr. in the White House, even though he was on a different side of the aisle. He really respected the president at the time, wanted to help him, and became a senior speech writer for for President Bush. So, you know, a guy who can navigate both sides of the political divide and correct misconceptions and try to bring people together. So we've got an interesting guy like Ken Askew and Doug Busk, who also came from a political but also a business side, coming together about how do we move forward and bring all these voices together, and what is the role of technology, and what's the role of academia as well? I mean, Jim, you know as much as I know that Mississippi State, thank God, God bless us, we are not one of the infractors, but there are a lot of universities around this country today that have shut down free speech for all practical purposes. There's a lot of issues, you know, and it's becoming a problem. So we're also going to be examining that. What is the role of the academy in getting back to the basics of promoting free speech? So,
you know, I read an article the other day that I thought was really good, because what it said was that education used to teach people how to take a set of facts or a problem and look at all sides of it and come up with what is a solution, even if you don't like the problem or the solution. But now many educational institutions take the problem and say, this is the way you should think about this problem, and that many of the people who come out of both high schools and colleges now don't really know how to look at an issue and make a credible decision.
No, that's right, and that gets to the very heart of one of the big issues that we're seeing in communication right now, is exactly what you said, Jim. We call it confirmation bias. Or, you know, maybe another way of saying living in an echo chamber, you know, and we're trying to break down that bubble that goes around that echo chamber, that goes around that confirmation bias, and bring people together to really have a meaningful discourse. And you know what? It's okay to disagree.
Sure.
It's okay to disagree. Let's get back to your point, being a civil society. And, you know, with disagreements often comes new enlightenment and some of the best approaches to innovation. So that's really what we're trying to promote. And to your point, the real charter of any great academy is to get to the truth, regardless if the truth hurts or not. It may be an inconvenient truth, as one of our vice presidents said, but, you know, it's about the truth. It's not about a confirmation bias or a preset, you know, set of notions that you just want to propagate.
Tell us a little bit. You've mentioned a couple of people. Are there some other people that you would like to tell us about that are going to be there?
Oh, yeah. We've got two Pulitzer-nominated writers. We've got Charles McNair, whose first book, Land of Goshen, was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. Charles recently wrote a fantastic book called The Epicureans, which was serialized on a fantastic publication called The Bitter Southerner, which is edited by a good friend of ours, Chuck Reese, out of Atlanta. And Charles is also in the corporate communication side, so he bridges both this world of literature and corporate communication and executive leadership communication. We're really excited about him. Marshall Ramsey, the great editorial cartoonist here in Mississippi, will be there. We're thrilled to have Marshall with us. We think he's going to bring a really interesting perspective about the role of visual communication and visual persuasion and editorialism, if you will. We've got Norbert Putnam, legendary Nashville music producer, who is Jimmy Buffett's original producer. And Norbert was also instrumental in not only working with Elvis's band, but producing a lot of Elvis's first records. Still a prolific producer up in Mississippi. He was, you know, one of the original Muscle Shoals sound engineers and swampers, I guess you call them. And we're excited about Norbert. We've got a great young, you know, music is very important to the festival and the storytelling nature of music. So we've got another great young sister act, two sisters here from Starkville, Mississippi. They're called Hannah Lita, the name of their band. And they play beautiful bluegrass and acoustic Americana music. They're going to be joining us. We've got a YouTube sensation, a gentleman by the name of Charles Lala Evans. Charles, I don't know if you know Charles, but yeah, great guy. He was in, of course, a music video called Monument, which is all about a monument to his love of his wife. It went viral. It's been shared millions of times around the world. The video is shown in hospices, and it's part of grief counseling all around the country, all around the world. And he's become a tremendous YouTube sensation. So we're going to have a discussion about the honest, truthful storytelling, and how that still has a, you know, message with a heart and authenticity still has a major, major role in communication today. We've got Coach Buddy from East Mississippi Community College is going to be with us, as well as Dr. Huebner, the president, and Drew Jubera, the executive producer of Last Chance University, which I'm biased, but I think it was probably, in my opinion, it was one of the best sports documentaries of all time. I found it funny. I found it touching. I thought Dr. Huebner took a huge risk, and a bold and courageous risk, in really having television cameras come into his institution and peel back all the layers of the onion. But the end product was just some of the most compelling television we've seen in decades. And we're super excited about that session and how it came across. And we think there's a lesson there about authentic organizational communication, really coming in and allowing people to tell a true, honest, authentic story. And it may be flawed, but it's also awesome. So it's flossom, if you will. You know, awesome. And I think the story of Last Chance University is a story that, you know, it's just resonated with people around the country. And I think the net there has been a very positive brand builder for Dr. Tom, and for not only the football program, but for the college, and quite frankly, for the entire Mississippi Junior College system, which is in many ways unparalleled in its reach and its mission.
What do you want the people who attend this? What do you want them to take from it?
We want there's really two or three things that are really key for us. One is we want folks to come and have a good time, to be immersed in a very experiential environment where they're going to hear from CEOs like David Abney, Mississippi native David Abney, who, you know, runs one of the largest and most important companies in the world, in UPS, a company that handles 7% of the U.S. GDP on any given day, 3% of the world's GDP. You know, a humble guy from Greenwood, Mississippi, whose company flourishes through its strong culture, a culture of storytelling. And they're involved in this, you know, incredibly challenging and competitive changing environment, and they're leading the way by holding on to their values. So we want folks to come in and be inspired, learn about where the new arc of communication is going, how technology and creatives are influencing it, how they may be able to insert. We invite entrepreneurs and innovators to come, as well as academic practitioners. At the end of the day, though, it's really about students. We want to get as many students from the department over and engaged, and there's a big program to get them engaged. Dr. Phil Poe from the university is leading those efforts. And, you know, all this content, that all the thinking that we get from various people, from Harold Burson, who's basically the grandfather of modern public relations, and an Ole Miss guy, but we're not going to hold that against him. But at 96, he's going to be joining us via video, and we're really excited about that. But we want people to really walk away inspired, to learn where this new communication is heading, why it's heading that way, how they can get involved. And then ultimately, you know, it's to tell the 2018 April 13, April 14th story of where Mississippi is and its role in shaping this new narrative and setting the record straight about all the incredible things that are going on in this great state. You know, Jim, I came over here from Atlanta 4 years ago, not really having spent a lot of time in the state. Although my wife is an Ole Miss grad, my father-in-law was vice chancellor of student affairs for Ole Miss. So I spent a little bit of time here, but not a lot. But we got over to state, and we're just really, really blown away by the professors, the student body, just the whole atmosphere here in Starkville. And I think I just made it sort of a personal mission of mine. One of the reasons why I brought this idea to Dr. Ford was, we got to tell this story. People need to hear this story. You've got an extraordinary university with extraordinary students, extraordinary professors. You got one of the most diverse and ethnically integrated universities in the entire United States. I think, 22% of our school is African American. That's extraordinary. And it's a story that has not gotten out. and to the degree I think it should get out. And there's so many ways we can bring it forth. This is just one of the ways that we're doing it with the New Narrative Festival. So we're really looking forward to it.
And it's a great, you gave the website, but go to the website, newnarrativefestival.msstate.edu. You can Google it, New Narrative Festival at Mississippi State. Steve Soltis is with us today talking about it. It's going to be the 13th and 14th of April. Steve, appreciate your time.
Jim, thank you. Yeah. This has been great. We really appreciate your support.
Okay, real good. And we'll be back with more right now. We'll take a time out. This is Today in the Golden Triangle.